Jason Robinson, Upland Game Program Coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife, reports that populations of three of Utah's rabbit species will be down this year. Two species of cottontail rabbits, desert and mountain cottontails, are distributed statewide. Snowshoe hares have a more limited distribution, primarily in the Wasatch and Uinta mountain ranges.
Rabbit populations, rabbits and hares, both show cyclic nature, meaning their populations go up and down. It's about every 9 or 10 years that run through that population cycle. We saw a population high in 2015, and we're kind of seeing the aftermath of that population high with the cycle going down.
According to Robinson, biologists don't completely understand what drives the ups and downs of rabbit populations, but it's likely due to a number of variables.
It's a combination of several factors, most likely. Precipitation, weather, climate plays a role. It all influences, vegetation on the ground, as well as parasites and other things.
Robinson says there are about 10,000 cottontail rabbit hunters in Utah and a few hundred snowshoe hare hunters. But the number of hunters seems to follow the trends in rabbit populations.
So we're not suggesting any changes to the hunting structure. It'll be the same. Hunting for both cottontail and snowshoe hare basically has no impact on the long-term population. And so what we've seen with hunter participation is in these years where the population is low, we have fewer hunters out hunting them, regardless of anything we do with regulations.
Rabbit season is currently open and runs until February 28th for cottontails and March 15th for snowshoe hares. I'm Niall Clancy, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio.